Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 11th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to welcome our January patron. Thank you, Dominic, for being our January patron. If you want to join the Patreon, go to patreon.com/thegamersin and get a shout out all month long. For the Gamers In this week, I first off want to start with an apology, I guess. Sorry for the old man Murph on last week's podcast. I did not mean to go into a rant about how easy it is to play console games and how frustrating it is to play PC games. You know, I'm one of those folks that just likes to... I'm good with everything. You know, PC gaming, mobile gaming, I find the fun in every platform, basically. Heck, I even had an Ouya, and I have VR as well, so yeah. Yeah, it really wasn't that great, though. It had some issues, but could have been cool, you know, from a standpoint of, like, a mini console that was totally hackable and stuff. But, yeah, it wasn't for me, but I digress. So, basically, what I'm thinking is, I think last week I played a lot of Switch games over the holidays because it was very busy, you know, just a lot of running around, in the house because you have the kids not distracted by school. And then, it was busy with Christmas, the festivities we could do within the pandemic, but it was really nice to play the Switch and be able to just have everything work. But that being said, I do like playing PC games. I think where I've struggled with PC games this year and in previous years is that I'm in the office recording podcasts, you know, three nights a week. I'm editing. I have a laptop, so I try to get out of the office to edit, but sometimes I'm editing in the office. And now that I'm started back to work after my parental leave before the holidays, I'm again in my home office because we're working from home. And that's where the PC is, and it's a lot, right? A lot of looking at a monitor when I could be, you know, 5 feet away from the TV and get the big screen experience. So that's kind of where I was coming from last week, but I do enjoy PC games. And I'm going to address the old man Murph from last week and basically completely upend it in that really all I've played this week has been PC games. Starting things off with Cyberpunk 2077, I did say last week on the show that I was going to talk about, you know, Cyberpunk 2077 in a more positive light because I have been playing a lot of it on the Xbox over the holidays, getting quite far, you know, still running into the same kind of frustrations that a lot of people are having with bugs, less bugs and more just, you know, random slowdown. And I guess it comes down to knowing, I expected the game to run better on an Xbox One X and knowing full well that my PC could run, maybe not at the highest settings, but could run a stable version of Cyberpunk without slowdown. So I did initiate a return an exchange with CD Projekt Red. They're offering the, you know, reach out to us by December 21st. I did that. They sent me my sort of ticket code to kind of, you know, let them know that I have a copy of the game that I'd like to exchange. Because really it comes down to it, I am interested in playing more of Cyberpunk 2077 and following it as CD Projekt Red sort of continues to support it over the years to come. So I was like, you know what, I think the best choice here is to try to exchange it for a PC version. And the options given during the holidays from CD Projekt Red were, you know, here's your unique identifier, include it with the photos of your game and your receipts. So I had all that, I took care of it. And then it says, here are your options, full refund of what you paid for the game, or a Steam copy, or a GOG copy, which is a platform owned by CD Projekt Red. And again, like, I figured, okay, this seems to be the best choice. I'll choose GOG. I do want it on PC. I'm not really one that cares about, you know, Steam versus Epic versus GOG, as long as those platforms have, you know, cloud saves and a decent UI. And I think they all kind of have those bare minimum checkboxes. So I did end up getting Cyberpunk 2077 on GOG. I'll have to return my copy of the Xbox One version, which is totally understandable. So I believe, haven't heard on that yet, but I believe they'll be requesting copies sent directly to them at some point in January. But I was surprised to see I received my copy of Cyberpunk 2077 on PC without sort of a follow-up. It just sort of, here's an email saying there's your game. So I was stoked to see that because I wanted to try it on PC, and that led to me spending time setting it up on PC, because again, I don't have like this super powerful computer, but I have enough that can run the game. And it was just a matter of, like all PC games, figuring out the right settings, the min-maxing, to get a stable frame rate at the resolution you want. So I think I ended up getting it to run semi-decently settings. I had to kick down the resolution to 1080p from my monitor that can do 1440. But that hasn't bugged me so far. But I can get a stable 40 frames per second, which is not what I can say on the Xbox One. The Xbox One X would have dips below the 30 frames per second, and I feel like at 40, I can kind of keep it between 35 and 40 and not really notice any crazy hitches, right? And I just got a NVMe drive Black Friday, so it loads screaming fast. And I'm enjoying it. I have to start over, so I lose all my progress. I did manage to write down the character sort of choices when I was making my character, because I was like, I was having trouble kind of getting it just right, so I had to start over a couple times. So I wrote down all the numbers and stuff. But I'm fine to replay it. I'm enjoying it. I think I'm going to focus more on side content this time around, because on the Xbox I kind of mainlined the story. And I think that kind of put me in a position where I hit the point of no return option before like some side quests resolved. But we're to talk about Cyberpunk 2077 and hoping to get more time with the PC to kind of talk a little bit more about that. But in terms of optimization, it is true. Those are two different games. And I just expected more from being able to play it on the Xbox One X. And I'm glad that I had an avenue to trade the game for a PC version. So I'm really appreciative of CD Projekt Red for offering that. And I know if I was on a base Xbox One, yes, it would be for sure, let's exchange this thing. But even on the Xbox One X, I was less than impressed. So I probably would have opted for the PC version at the beginning had I known what was going to happen, what the running of the game would be. But from a standpoint of combat, story, characters, setting, I love all of that about Cyberpunk 2077. I think they really nailed it from that aspect. I know a lot of people have been, not so keen on the characters and the settings, but I think it works really well what they've set up here, and it is completely expandable in the sense of adding, expansions. And I can't wait to see what CD Projekt Red does with, free DLC and expansions. And I'm not too interested in the multiplayer stuff, but I think there's enough of a combat system there that you could have some fun with it. So I'll check it out. And also on PC, I downloaded Horizon Zero Dawn on PC from the Epic Game Store, got it on sale. That one I'm not as far in. Again, I spent a lot of time, min-maxing settings, just to get it just right. And I'm looking forward to playing that one again. That's a game that I will be playing probably here and there until they announce the release date for the sequel. And then I'll be like, okay, let's go all in on this to kind of have some fun. So I don't know if we're going to talk about that this week. It depends on what other games we have and how much time I have, but I've been really enjoying my time getting back into that one. Although I'll say this, I forgot there were like really creepy kids at the beginning. They kind of shy away from kid characters once Aloy kind of grows up in the first sort of hour of the game. But early on, I did not remember the kids being so creepy. So glad I got through that. But once the game got going, I was like, oh man, this is really cool. And I can get that one to run at 60 frames per second. And it is beautiful. It looks great. Cannot wait to get into the combat and stuff. I played that game on a base PS4. So I think I'm in for a treat with just the game running at, I think I've got it at 60 frames. And I think either 1080p, it's PC settings, that sort of thing. Over to Summoner's Call. We are talking about new heroes in Fire Emblem Heroes. We just got our first new heroes batch of 2021. They're all based from Thracia 776, so don't expect Eddie and I to know a whole bunch about them. But we did go through those, and we had a lot of fun doing it. And before we leave 2020 behind, like I know everyone is trying to do, we are going to talk about our favorite heroes from 2020. This included new heroes, special heroes, Resplendent Heroes, Mythic Legendary, that sort of thing. So we're going to go through our favorites from 2020. And looking forward to the episode coming out next week. We will be starting our Three Houses playthrough for Game Club. And of course, that was sponsored by all of our lovely Extra Life donors who chose which route we were going to play. And we are going to be playing through Claude's route. So look forward to some Verdant Wind heading your way in just a short amount of time. Looking at games coming out, not a whole lot in January. We did mention Hitman 3 is coming out to everything on January 20th, and The Medium is coming to Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC on January 28th. That will be a Game Pass game across both platforms. Not on the original generation of, the Xbox One. So keep that in mind if you're thinking you want to do the route that I chose on Cyberpunk. You're not going to be able to do that. You'll just have to get it on PC. And finally, the Yakuza Remastered Collection on Xbox One and PC on January 28th. I looked into this a little bit. It's 3, 4, and 5 that have been remastered, and it's collected. You can buy them. Some people have been saying you can buy them separately, but it's already out on PS4. Now it's coming to Xbox One and PC. So look forward to that. I did try to look into it a little bit. That's what I gathered. I might have it wrong, but sounds like you'll be able to play Yakuza, all the Yakuzas, on whatever platform you wish now. So look forward to that. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.